As we close out the week together, I'm happy to have you here, for God is. One of the most remarkable things about the Bible are the small words, the short words that are seemingly of little consequence, but actually matter a great deal. When I'm teaching the Bible, which I do here daily and then again throughout the weekend, and on other occasions in the church that I pastor, I think it's helpful for my students to highlight the big words in a text. But that never means that the rest of the words are insignificant. It only means that they are smaller and might serve as a distraction or can overwhelm a student of God's Word if we do not first emphasize the big words. And by big, I do not mean the longest words or the most difficult to understand. I mean the words that must be carefully defined if they are to be understood correctly. So you know what the word of means, O-F, of. But do you know what the word righteousness means? Righteousness is a big word. Of is a small word or a short word that most everyone understands. So take Romans chapter 1 and verses 16 through 17 as an example. Let me read to you the complete text. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. Now, if you've been listening, then you probably have this memorized by now, and you know that I have highlighted four big words: power, salvation, faith, and righteousness. Power, salvation, faith, and righteousness. I just want those always before us. And we have discussed power, and we'll spend a little more time on salvation before we go to faith. That being said, seemingly smaller words matter too. They matter a lot. And today I want to get started with the words of God and for, F-O-R. Let me show you what I mean in the actual biblical text. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation. Here's what you can do so that what I will share with you makes sense. On a piece of paper, write out power of God for salvation. And then in a different color pen or pencil, circle only the words of God for. So if my pen is black, then I write out the power of God for salvation. Then I find my red pen and circle of God for. The part in red, the phrase of God for, serves as a bridge between power and salvation. Do you see that? But I hear someone saying, no, I'm driving here, Swallow. I have my hands on the wheel. Or I heard what you said, but my children are screaming in my other ear. Maybe you're still at work. Maybe you're exhausted from the week and you just want to relax and zone out right now. Okay, I understand. But do yourself a favor. When you are free of other responsibilities, do this exercise. And you can download for free and hear again this as a podcast if you need the instructions. On a piece of paper, write out power of God for salvation, then a different color pen or pencil, circle only the words of God for. So if your pen is black, then write out power of God for salvation, and then find your red pen and circle of God for. The part in red, the phrase of God for, serves as a bridge between power and salvation. I hope that eventually you'll see the bridge. And yes, I am aware that most people no longer use pens or pencils, so if you insist on doing this exercise on your computer, phone, or other gadget, that's fine too, but I personally still prefer the notebook, pens, and pencils. Now, what about this bridge of God for is so special? Answer: it links two of our key words, the words power and salvation. Please note, the power is God's power, and the salvation is God's salvation. Both the power and the salvation belong to God. He uses one for the other. The power of God is for salvation. What is God's power being used for? For salvation. And the two words of God, as connected to the gospel, are common throughout this first chapter. In fact, they are right in verse 1. Romans 1 in verse 1, Paul writes that he has been set apart for the gospel of God. And then down in verse 9, he writes about the gospel of his Son. And of course, the Son is Jesus Christ, who is himself God in human flesh. And that's just connecting the two words of God to the word gospel. You can also read the words of God as related in other ways in verses 4, 7, 10, 17, 18, 25, 30, and 32. All you need to do is pick up your Bible at Romans 1 and read it. The version I always use every day is the New American Standard Bible, the NASB, because that is the English translation that best translates the Hebrew and the Greek. And I see the words of God in Romans chapter 1, verses 1, 4, 7, 9, 10, 17, 18, 25, 30, and 32. Do you see it too? I hope so. And I'll put all of these verses on God Is WEZE Facebook and Twitter. Just go to God Is WEZE on Facebook and Twitter, and these references will all be there. I just want you to see in your own Bible how often the Apostle Paul uses the words of God. This is valuable because Paul is emphasizing God. And now let's get back to the meaning of this in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. The phrase we're talking about today is the power of God for salvation, and of God for serves as a bridge between power and salvation. What is the Apostle Paul getting at with the gospel is the power of God for salvation? I believe what he is doing with this significant phrase is that Paul is de-emphasizing human achievement. The apostle is saying to us that since the power belongs to God and the salvation belongs to God, both are of God, then our salvation from sin, our salvation from God's wrath, is not something we provide. In other words, there is nothing we can do to achieve our own salvation. Literally, nothing. Paul is de-emphasizing human achievement, human works, and human merit. We do not in any way contribute to our salvation. We are saved solely by God. Salvation is of God. We must understand this today. Salvation is only from God. The premier passage teaching that salvation is not by our works or by our achievement, but only by what the power of God does in our lives, is Paul's statement to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 through 10. I'll read a portion of that and then make some comments. This is Ephesians chapter 2, and I'll read verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. Now, what you are definitely going to want to do is read this on your own. So take some time tonight or this weekend and read Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10 a few times over. See if you see what I see. Notice, for example, in verse 8 that the apostle writes with clarity, not of yourselves. He is saying that salvation does not come from within us. He continues, it is the gift of God. Salvation is God's gift to us. God achieves for us, within us, salvation. The salvation is God's to give. When my brother and I were kids, we used to love Christmas morning. We hardly slept the night before with anticipation for gifts. Then, very early on Christmas Day, we would poke our parents awake and come running down those stairs to turn the corner into the living room and find our free gifts. We simply received them and opened them. Now notice, we did not gift these to ourselves. I didn't go out to a toy store and buy my own toy truck and then come home and wrap it and write my name on it and put it under the tree only to come rushing downstairs with anticipation to see a gift that I had worked within myself to provide to myself. My brother did not do that either. No child does that. Salvation is not something we buy for ourselves. Salvation is not something we gift to ourselves. Paul says salvation is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. God is the giver. And by the way, there are the words of God again. I told you, small words matter. and the words of God appear in Ephesians, just as they have appeared in Romans. Paul continues in Ephesians 2 and verse 9, not as a result of works. Highlight that in your Bibles when you're able to do so. Not as a result of works. This is very important. Paul says you have been saved through faith, not as a result of works. Oh, do you see that? Please do not miss this. Salvation is not a result of our good works. You and I are not saved because of what we do. We are saved by what God does in us. But the problem is that you may believe that you are saved by your own good works and merit. A lot of people believe that. In fact, I heard an interview one time with a philanthropist. He was talking about all the good work he had done for children with life-threatening illnesses and for conservation, and also for students at a university where they also named a building after him because he had given so much money. As he invested through education and his generous giving, he claimed that he was doing good works. But when the person moderating the conversation asked if he was a Christian, he sort of sheepishly said, "Not really, but I do believe in God. I do plan to go to heaven when I die." He laughed and then added, "The good that I have done will far outweigh the bad. I know God will see it that way." And there it is. Did you hear what he said? "The good that I have done will far outweigh the bad." And by that he meant that God will accept me because of my good works. I've done so much good that on that basis, God will save me. But my friends, that is not true. Salvation is not a result of our good works. You and I and this man are not saved because of what we do, no matter how much good we do. We are saved by what God does in us. Salvation is of God. Well, I need to go, but we will pick up again here on Monday. So think about this, and then join me on Monday, for God is...